Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chavav. We're going to learn three lines from the top. Chavav Amir Aleph. We're learning today Leilu Nishmas Max Aframowitz, Mordechai Ben Ara Leib. All the Nishmas we learned first have to leave from our learning. We continue to learn for the safety of all of the Kochos Habitachon, Chayalim, EMTs, and Eretz Yisrael who are putting their lives on the line literally every day on our behalf. They should be safe. They should be successful. They should bring back the hostages safely. Very, very healthy, b'mheira. And all those in need of a refuah shleima should have one. And Nebuch, all those people that are suffering from the loss of their korbanos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu be menachim them. Hashem Yishmar as Kol Klai Yisrael. Okay, we started yesterday a series of potential Kal V'chomers that we're asking why didn't the Mishnah consider them as well. So we pick up three lines at the top, Chavov and Aleph, with the words, Belos Tehei, Shein V'regel, Chayevis B'Rishus HaNizak, El Chatzi Nezek. We should learn out from a Kal V'chomer that instead of Shein V'regel being obligatory for their owner to go and pay full nezek if they do damage in the rishus of a nizak, they should only have to pay chatzi nezek, half damages. Why is that? Because of a kal v'chomer. Mi kal v'chomer from Karen. Mi Karen, what's that? Ma Karen, shirishus harabim chayeves. If Karen, which is obligating the rishus harabim to pay full damages if it's a mu'at, and chatzi nezek if it's a tam. So if it pays chatzi nezek l'rishus harabim, so b'rishus hanizak ain't a mishalem as ala chatzi nezek. Nevertheless, it still only pays chatzi nezek in the rishus of the nizak, according to the chachamim. The Ritavra disagreed. According to the chachamim, it pays only chatzi nezek in the rishus of the nizak because it's a short tam. So certainly, shein v'regel, which are patur, shebishus harabim patura, there is no payment for shein v'regel in the rishus harabim, so therefore, why this kal v'chomer, they should only be, that they should have to pay half damage in the rishus hanizak. Eno din shebishus hanizak, b'shalim chatzi nezek. So why don't we say this kal v'chomer? So again, we have the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, mei tav sodeyu, umei tav karmo, yishalem. We've had this pasuk many times. On my quote, the pasuk says yishalem, which the Gemara tells us means tashlumim ma'alya. It has to be meitav sadeyu, meitav karmo, which implies, as Rashi says, yishalem legamre mashma. It means that you have to pay full damages and takes it away from the potential kal v'chomer that would have had. Another kal v'chomer that we don't learn, and the Gemara asks, how come we don't learn it? V'lo say Karen b'shus harabim chayev mi kal v'chomer. We should say that Karen in the shus harabim shouldn't have to pay anything at all. If you have a shor that's tam and it damages in the shus harabim, we know it pays chatzi nezek. But based upon this kal v'chomer, it shouldn't pay anything when it damages in the shus harabim. From the following kal v'chomer, uma shein v'regel, shein v'regel, that have to pay shibushus anizak nezek shalim. They pay full damages in the rishus of the nizak when they eat or they walk in the rishus of the nizak and cause damage. They have to pay full damages. Nevertheless, shein v'regel b'shus harabim p'tura. There is no damages whatsoever. So something which pays full damages in the rishus of nizak pays no damages in the rishus harabim. So something according to the chachamim, Karen shibushus anizak chatzi nezek. Karen only pays as a short time chatzi nezek in the rishus of nizak. So then certainly ain't no din shibushus harabim p'tura. It should be p'tura in the rishus harabim. It shouldn't pay anything. So why don't we accept this kal v'chomer? So again, because we have a pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, V'chi yigach shor ish es shor rei of a meis, u'mochru es ashor achai, v'chotsu es kaspo, v'gam es ha-meis yechetsun. So the extra word yechetsun didn't have to be there, because it said v'chotsu es kaspo. So then we already said that. So why do you need the word yechetsun? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra yechetsun, we have the extra word yechetsun. Rashi tells us, dekro yiseiruhu, and therefore, it comes to teach us, ein chatzi nezek chaluk. There is no splitting of the chatzi nezek, lo b'shus harabim, lo b'shus hayochid. It always is the same. We pay chatzi nezek for a short time, whether it's in the rishus of the nizak, or whether it's in the rishus harabim, and that takes away from the kal v'chomer. Try again with another kal v'chomer. We should say, the adam chayev b'kofer mikal v'chomer. We know that there's a din of kofer, that if your animal went and killed somebody, so then there's a kofer, there's a penalty that you have to make to get a kapara for your animal killing a person. So we know that that applies when your animal kills a person, but the din is that if an adam kills a person, there is no kofer. He gets misa, and even if he doesn't get misa, let's say he did it, as Rashi points out, he did it accidentally, so he'd only go maybe to an ori miklat, or he did it in a way that there was no Adim, and therefore there was no Hasra, and therefore he's not Chayiv Mises based in. Even in that situation, there is no din of Kofer. So the Gemara says, the Adam Chayiv Kofer mi Kal V'chomer. No, we should say that a person should be Chayiv in this Kofer based upon the following Kal V'chomer. Uma Shor Sheinu Chayiv B'Arba Dvorim. We know that if an animal goes and does damage, you're only Chayiv Nezek. You're not Chayiv, as we've said already many times, for the Ripui, Tsar, Sheves and Boshes. You're only chayev for Nezek. You're not chayev for the other four damages. So you're not chayev for the Arba Dvarim. If your shor goes and does damage, the din is, in a Torah, you're only chayev for Nezek. You're not chayev for Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. Those other types of damages. Tsar is the pain. The Ripui is the doctor's bills. Chev is the unemployment, and the boshes is the humiliation, the embarrassment that you caused the person from however you damaged him. So, nevertheless, a shor, which is not chayiv in the arba dvarim, is only chayiv in nezek, is chayiv b'kofer. You have to pay the kofer, and therefore, I would have said, Adam, a man who is shechayiv the arba dvarim, a man does have to pay tsar ripoy, Shevis and Boshes, in addition to the Nezik. So then certainly, Enudin, Shei Chayiv B'Kofer. If the Shor, which is not Chayiv in the Arba Dvarim, has to pay Kofer, so certainly man should have to pay Kofer. He is Chayiv in the Arba Dvarim. So how come we don't apply that Kavu Chomer? So again, we have a Pasuk. On my Krah, the Pasuk says, Gechol Asher Yushas Olav. The Pasuk says, only in that which is assessed against him, Yushas Olav, for the Baal Hashar, Olav below Al Odav, but not for another person. All the Mephoshim asked a question over here. What about Kamle Midu Rabba Mine? Why don't we apply the principle that since he's chayv a capital crime, so that's why he wouldn't have to pay? Why don't we just simply say that? So it's interesting. According to many, this applies even where there is no capital crime punishment. So let's say, for example, like I said, Rashi brings down in a case where he wasn't given asra, so there is no capital crime. Or if he did it b'shogeg, so there is no capital crime. Nevertheless, there still is an impairment of kofar because of this principle kom leim of the rabbi minei. So how come? Why not? So the Mefarshim explained, not everybody agrees with that. Then some say that there is a penalty. If you don't give the person a capital crime, there is a penalty of Nezek, you would have to pay Nezek, but you still don't have to go and pay Kofer. So that's one way to understand this. Another way to understand this is that, no, this Kofer is a Kapara. Kofer is Kapara. So you might have thought that even though we say Kom Levi the Rabbine, you would have to give a Kapara. So therefore, that's why we need the Psukim to tell us, no, that there is no Kofer in this situation. Finally, we have the last potential Kavu Chomer that we're going to reject. Where it says, the Eishar Chayiv the Arba Dvarim Kavu Chomer. Just like we just said that the Adam should be Chayiv for the Kofer because the Shar is. Now let's work it the other way around. Let us say that a shor should be chayiv for the arba dvarim based upon this kofer. V'yei shor chayiv the arba dvarim b'kavu chomer for the following kavu chomer. If uma adam she'enu chayiv b'kofer, a man who's not chayiv in kofer, as we just pointed out, nevertheless is chayiv arba dvarim. So certainly then shor, which is chayiv b'kofer, she'chayiv b'kofer. So eno din should be kavu chomer she'chayiv the arba dvarim. It should have to go and pay the arba dvarim. So why don't we say that kavu chomer? So again, we have a pasuk. Now Rashi spells out the whole pasuk. I'll read it the way Rashi has it. On the cross, ish kitein mum ba'amiso. Mum b'amiso v'lo shor b'amiso. This pasuk tells us that if a man makes a mum in somebody else, he makes a mum, ki yitein mum b'amiso. So it tells us that it has to be a man b'dafka that makes the mum b'amiso v'lo shor b'amiso, but not a shor doing the wound. So therefore, the pasuk tells us not to learn this kavu chomer. So again, in all of these situations, we had a specific pasuk that told us not to learn the kavu chomer. The rule is you can learn a kavu chomer on your own, but if you schlug up the kavu chomer, either because there's a pirch on the kavu chomer or because you have a pasuk telling you not to learn the kavu chomer, so then the kavu chomer falls by the wayside. Okay, they ask the following shaila now in the base medrash. Ibar luhu regel shedarso al gabi tinok bechatzar nizak. If you have a shor that's walking in the chatz of the nizak, it's not allowed to walk there, and you have to pay damages over there. So what happens, Rachman Litzlan, if it walks upon a little child and Nebuchad kills the child? So this is not Karen. This isn't the animal did it maliciously. This isn't the animal doing it out of Hesek. This is the animal doing it out of normal walking. The cow's walking, and it doesn't see a little baby over there. Or if it does, it doesn't care. It doesn't notice. And it steps on the baby, Rachman Litzlan, and kills the baby. So in this situation, Mahu Shetir Shalim Kofer. Is there a Kofer penalty for Regel? We know there's a Kofer penalty for Karen. But is there a kofer penalty for regel? Because what are the two sides of the coin? Mi aminim, do we say, mi dei dehavia karen? We have to compare regel to karen. And you can't compare it, or you possibly cannot compare it. That will be around what the Gemara discusses. Do we say that we compare regel to karen? And ma karen kivon di ovad trei utlosu zimne, just like by Karen. If the animal does it two times according to Rava and three times according to Abaye, it becomes a shor muad. So if it does it two or three times, so now it's demonstrated this is arkehu. This is the normal thing for this shor to do, to go and damage, and therefore mishalim kofer. That's why it pays the kofer, because there is an opinion that says that a shor tam does not pay chatzi kofer. It doesn't pay if it's a shor tam. So it only does it when it's quote orchehu. Only because it's regular, it's now routine that it goes and damages. So too, by regel, hachanami, lo shna, the same thing applies by regel. It is normal for an animal to walk. And therefore, if the animal is walking in shus nizak and it steps on a baby, that's normal. And therefore, you would pay kofer. Just like by shor muad, it's orchehu, and you pay the kofer. We compare regel to Karen, and we say, therefore, hochanami, lo shna, so too by regel, you should have to pay the kofer. Or on the other side, maybe not. Odilma, maybe we should say no. Why do you pay by Karen with the shor muad? Because Karen kavanah sol hazik. This shor is goring. It intends to go and kill. It intends to go and damage. It is a shor muad. As opposed to this ox that's just walking, the ox is walking. Even though it's urchei to walk, but has no intention of damaging, it's walking. It happens to step on a kid. It didn't intentionally do that, and therefore you shouldn't be chayv. So that's the question. Do we compare regel to keren and say that just like keren is urchei by a shor muad, so too it's urchei for the animal to walk and you would be chayv kofer? Or do we say no, we compare it that it's not like regel, like keren, because keren is a desire, it's kavanas olahazik, as opposed to walking, there's no kavanas olahazik. So that's the question. Tashla, I'm trying to bring an answer for the following brisa. The brisa says, hichnis shoru lechatzar bal habayi shol b'shus. If a person brings a shor into the rishus of the nizak without permission to bring it over there, unegachol bal habayis umeis, and the ox goes and Nebuch kills the owner of this field, he kills the nizak, and he dies. So what's that loch? So hashor b'skila, this is a regular shor that went and killed. It's a shor hanitzkal. You have witnesses that they saw this happen, and it's a shor that was nitzkal. So hashor b'skila. So the shor gets skila. What about the payment for kofar? Ubalav bein tam bein muad mishalim kofar shalem. Devi Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that you pay over here. This is l'shitas of Rabbi Tarfon. For whether it's a shor tam, whether shor muad, he says that you go and pay nezek shalem, which in this situation would be kofar shalem. Now, how is this an answer to our question of do we compare regel to keren in regards to saying that you are chayiv b'kofer with the kofer penalty, or you're not chayiv in the kofer penalty? So, kofer shalem b'tam l'Rabbi Tarfon minole. Now, how do we know this is a kofer over here? How do we know that Rabbi Tarfon says that you pay, even though it's a tam, that you pay the kofer shalem? How do we know that? Isn't it because la mishum desavale kiri Yosef Lili? Mustn't it be that Rabbi Tarfon holds like the opinion of Yosef Lili? What is that? The Amar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Kofer Rishus Rabbim. That Rabbi Yosef Lili is of the opinion that a Tam also pays Chatzi Kofer. We said that the din is that the Muad pays Kofer Sholem, and that there are those that say that a Tam doesn't pay anything in order to know something as Chatzi Kofer. Rabbi Yosef Lili disagrees with that. Rabbi Yosef Lili is of the opinion that a Tam is Mishalim Chatzi Kofer Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, Rabbi Tarfon, based upon Rabbi Yosef Haglili, says, "Umay silomi kavu chomer mirega." And Rabbi Yosef Haglili's shita that Tam pays chatzi kofer the shusar rabim. So Rabbi Tarfon goes and learns out a kavu chomer from regel. What is that? Umay silomi kavu chomer regel. That if you pay for a Tam in the Rishus of the Nizak damages, you pay full damages. So too, in the Rishus of the Nizak, you should pay a full kofer. Alma ikka kofer beregel. Oh, what do you see from here? That, at least according to Rabbi Tarfon, within the opinion of Yosef Haglili, that in fact there is a concept of paying kofer for regel. Where it says lav dafka. Rav Shimi Minardai says not necessarily so. Rav Shimi Minardai, tana mi nizokin de regel maisela. No, he learns this out from the damages of regel, not from kofer of regel. In other words, he says no, because regel, the damages are full damages based on the kavah chomer that we had before. The Rishus HaNizak is stricter than the Rishus HaRabim. We said for Shein V'Regel, that for Shein V'Regel and Rishus HaRabim, you pay nothing. In Rishus HaNizak, you pay Nezik Sholem. So therefore, if the Karen of Tam, the Shor Tam, in the Rishus HaRabim pays Chatzin Nezik, so certainly the kavah chomer would say that he should have to pay Nezik Sholem, even though it's a Tam in Dershus Hanizak. This is the famous Kavachom that we've had already, and that Rav Shimi Minardai says is what Rabbi Tarfon relies upon. And therefore, that's the reason why you would pay kofer for regel. But the Gemara says, no, we could slug up Rav Shimi Minardai from a number of points. Because, number one, the Lifro Malini Zokin, the regel, Shekin Yeshlam Be'esh. You can't learn it out from the Nezek of regel that you pay in the Rishus of the Rabbim versus the Rishus of the Nizak, because you have Eish, which also has the similar dinim in terms of Rishus HaRabim versus the Rishus of the Nizak, but there is no kofer by Eish at all. So therefore, you can't learn this out from Nezek. So Mor says, yes, you could. Rav Shimi ben Nardai would say, no, mitamun. There are things in Tamun by Eish that aren't there in regards to Nezek of Regel. For example, if you have the haystack that we has your wallet hidden inside of it, so the din is that you don't have to pay for that in the case of fire, in the case of Eish. Whereas by Regel, if the animal stomped through the haystack and it also did damage to your wallet, so then in that situation you would be chayv. So therefore, there is a Maila by Regel that we don't have by Eish. It says, no, that's still not good. Maila Tomun Shekein Yesh No Bibar. The Tamun can't be the critical factor because bar doesn't have a din of Tamun. If there's something in the bottom of the bar that was hidden there and a person damaged it, so you are chayiv for Tamun. So Gemara says, no, but there's a stringency that Regel has that Bar doesn't have, and that's for Kalim. If you damage Kalim with your Regel, you're Chayiv. Whereas if there are Kalim in the bottom of the Bar and you fall into the Bar, you're Potter for the Kalim. So Gemara says, no, not a Kalim, Sheesh of Eish. But therefore, by Eish, there are dealing with damages to Kalim. Gemara says, no, Mikalim Tmunim. But what happens if the Kalim are Tmunim? If you have Kalim hidden in the haystack, so then you wouldn't be Chayiv them for Eish. So therefore, we do have the good Kal v'chomer, Rav Shimon ben Ardoi says, to learn out the din of Kofar from Regel. So Gemara says, no. The din is if a person damages hidden kalim, the person goes and damages the haystack and destroys the kalim that are hidden inside of it, he is chayev to pay. Therefore, you can't learn out the din of kofar from that. Ella lav shmamina mikofar derego maisila. So the right way to learn it is the way we learned it originally, is that we learn out the din of the payment of kofar mirego from the payment of kofar from Karen. And therefore, Alma Ika Kofar Regel. We do see that there is this din of Kofar from Regel. And the Gemara says, Shmami, no, this is a good proof that in fact we do have to pay Kofar in the case of Regel. So the comparison is, if the animal Be'urche went and walked, and Nebuch, it went and killed a little baby in the Rishus of the Nizak, you do have to pay Kofar. And we learn this out from Shor Muad in the Rishus Rabin. And again, Rev Tarfon learns it out from Yosef Lili as well, that you would have this in the case of a short time as well. We have another proof that this is right. Amalei Rav Acha mi Difti l'Ravina. Rav Acha, who came from the place of Difti, said to Ravina, Ochadami Mistabra, this makes very good sense. The Ika Kofar Berego, that there is in fact a din of Kofar Berego, that the animal is walking in the Rishus of the Nizak, and it does damage, in fact, it will go, if it kills Nebuch, a little baby, a little child, so then you will be Chayav the Kofar. Because if you said you weren't, the Sokodaitach Leka Kofar Berego, if you tell me, no, there is no din of Kofar over here, the Tana Minizokin Berego Maisila, and you're telling me that Rabbi Taffer learned this out, like Rosh Shimon ben Ardoi wanted to say, and it's only from Regel, and then Lifrok, we could slug it up. Malini Zokin de Regel, Shekin Yeshdom de Regel. As Rashi says, Tomar be Kofar Shein of Regel. If you're saying that there is no Kofar Regel, then how could you compare them possibly? Say, Allah Shmamina, Mi Kofar de Regel, Maisla. So it must be that he, in fact, learns it out. Rabbi Taffer learns it out from Kofar of Regel, like we said, Alma Ika Kofar de Regel, Shmamina, that is a good proof. Bottom line is that according to Rabbi Tarfon, there is Kofar by Regel. Okay. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Again, a Mishnah that we've already discussed somewhat, inside and outside. Adam Muad Li'ola. The Mishnah tells us that man, when he does damage, is always considered Muad. There is no din of Tam by man. Man is always responsible for any damage that he does. So much so, this is Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, whether he did it intentionally or whether he did it unintentionally. Bain or Bain Yoshein, whether he did it while he was awake or while he did it while he was asleep. While he's asleep would be if there were Kalim there when he went to sleep and he knew about them, as opposed to if they moved Kalim over there when he went to sleep, then he would be Potter, because what's the poor guy supposed to have done? But if there were Kalim there, there's a night table next to him and there's a lamp on the night table, he knows it's there, and then in his sleep he thrashes about and he breaks the lamp on the night table, so then he would be Chayiv, even though he was asleep and didn't really do this with any intention. Bain or Bain Yoshin. On the side, it brings down the Mishnah Sanhedrin, tells us as well, Bain Ba'ones, Bain Biratzon. Whether he does this willfully or whether he does this totally by accident, man is always Adam Muad Li'ola. Then the Mishnah concludes and it tells us, Sime es ein chadero, if a man were to go Rachmanu Lislan and blind his friend, Rashi says, Afilu b'shogi, even if he does this unintentionally, this is important as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, so he does this unintentionally, v'shiber es hakelim, or he broke the kelim of his friend unintentionally, nevertheless, mishalem nezek shalem, he pays full damages. There is no concept of tam by man, adam muad li'olam, he's always held responsible. Now, Gemara points out, why did I just make a big deal out of saying at the end, Simi es ein chavero was b'shogeg? So it's the comparison over here, the juxtaposition of this din, Simi es ein chavero v'shiber es hakelim. So Gemara says, Tani, Simi es ein chavero dumya v'shiber es hakelim. The two are comparable. They're listed together and they're comparable. In what way are they comparable? Ma hosom nezek in arba dvarim lo. In the case where you break utensils, so there is no din of Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshes. They're just Nezek. So there are no Arba Dvarim that the man pays. Even though it's a man that does this, there is no Tsar, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshes when you break somebody's utensil. So therefore, just like you only pay Nezek in that situation and not Arba Dvarim, so the juxtaposition in the Mishnah of listing Sime, Esen, Chavero, and Shibra, Eskelim together is to teach us the same din. As Sime, so too, even by Sima, Esen, Chavero, Nezek in You only pay for the actual damage, what his eyes were worth, so to say, if he'd been sold as a slave who could see, versus being sold as a slave that cannot see. So that depreciation is the amount of damage that you caused. You were worth $10,000 as a slave that could see, whereas $1,000 as a slave that can't see. So that $9,000, that's the nezik that you caused, but you don't have to pay. That's sari pusheves and boshes in this situation because you did it bishogeg. And we turn to chavav on the base. The Gemara says, how do we know this? How do we know that you don't pay in this situation when you do this bishogeg? You only pay the nezik and you don't pay the arba dvarim. So Amar Chizkiah said, and likewise, because the pasuk says, Amar Akra, Petza tachas potza, and it says this twice. L'chayvo ala shogeg kimezig v'ala ones kiratzon. So it tells it to us twice, as Rashi says, kro yiseruhu, and therefore one drush is to tell us if you do it intentionally, and one drush is to tell us if you do it unintentionally. If you do it b'shogeg, or you do it b'ones. So in those situations, by accident or unintentional, so you also chayev to pay because you repeated it. Petza tachas potza. Gemara says, no, you need petza tachas potza to teach us a different thing. It's not extra, it's not a kor yisera. I'm boileg litain tsar b'mokum nezek, that you have to pay for tsar if there is damage there, even when there's damage. Now, what is this drasha? So Rashi brings down b'mokum nezek, dafilu hecha de'ikor nezek, even though there is damage, mishali nami tsar, that you also have to pay for the tsar. That's why you need it the second time. The low tema, tzar, the cost of rachmana, hainu b'delek nezek, that you might have thought that the only time you pay for tzar is that there's no damage. But if there's damage, so then you just pay the damage and you don't pay tzar. What is an example where there is tzar, but there is no nezek? Kigon, kavaso bishput al tziporno. If you would go take a hot spit and you put it on his nail. The low, aklase mikaspe, that doesn't cause damage to the person. He's worth just as much with this damaged nail as with an undamaged nail, but it's quite painful. And therefore, that's why you need the words petza tachas potza a second time. It's not a kor yiseya to teach us that did you have to pay tzar even if there is nezek. So Gemara says, no, if that was all you needed for, imkein lichtov kor petza bit potza. It could have just said petza bit potza, not tachas petza. So therefore, my tachas potza, why does that have to say the word tachas? Shema mino atarti. It teaches out this din that you have to pay tzar even if there's nezek. And it also teaches us this din that if it's unintentional, then there is no payment of the arba dvarim. You only, if you did it bishogeg, then you only pay the nezek, but you don't pay the arba dvarim. That's why you need the extra petza tachas potza. Okay. Now, we have a whole series of dinim that Rabbah is going to tell us. It will take us right till the end of the parak. I don't know if we'll get to the end of the parak. It's pretty far down on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, but we'll see. So, Amar Rabbah, the first din that Rabbah tells us is as follows. Hoysa eden munachas lo b'cheiko. A person is asleep and they put some sort of a stone on his lap, and when he gets up, he doesn't realize that it's there and he causes damages. So he stands up, the stone falls off and it breaks a vase that's right next to the bed. So what's the din? So in regards to damages, because as we said, and he should have realized that there could be a stone on him. He knew that there were kalim nearby. He should have been prepared, and therefore, even though he had no intention over here, and it was an accident, it was totally unwilling on his part, nevertheless, in regards to Nezik, or the Mu'ul Li'olam. Leaning Arba Dvarim, however, as we just pointed out, you only pay for Arba Dvarim if you had intention. Here, he certainly didn't have any intention, so let's say there was another person sleeping there, and the rock went on him, and it broke his arm, so then in that situation, you'd be chay for the Nezik, but you wouldn't have to pay for Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes. Leaning Shabbos, in regards to Hilchah Shabbos, if this now the stone moved, let's say from Shus HaYochin to Shus HaRabim, or it was lying in the Shus HaRabim and it moved Dalet Amos to Shus HaRabim, so is he chayev for carrying? Is this a problem of Melechus Shabbos? So Gemara says, no, Linyan Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves Asher Torah, there has to be intention for you to be over in Issa Dereis on Shabbos. So therefore, there was no intention over here, therefore you're not chayev in Issa Melecha on Shabbos, not in Issa Dereis. What about Rechman al-San? If you had killed somebody with this stone, somebody was lying down next to you, the stone Nebuch came off your lap and it hit him on the head, and Nebuch had killed him. So Yechayv Golus in this situation. So Rabbi says, the lenient Golus Potter. There is no din of Golus over here. Why is that? So Rashi brings down, in regards to Golus, Kigon Imlof al-Adam Emes Potter, because the Gabi Golus Ksiv Maka Nefesh Bishgaga. And below Mikra Shagaga, Elecha Dahavala Yediya Meikara, Vizelohikar Ba Meolam. He didn't know anything about this rock, so therefore he didn't have a Yediya that there was a rock over there. As we'll see, if he knew there was a rock there, and then he went to sleep, and then it happened, then he would be Chayiv Golus. But he didn't know there was a rock over there. It was placed on him when he went to sleep, after he was asleep, and therefore there is no Maka Nefesh Bishgaga. It doesn't fit that definition, and therefore you're not Chayiv Golus. You wouldn't go to Nori Mikla. What about Linyan Eved? If you went and Nebuch killed an Eved, or Vesima Eino, and you went and blinded him, so does the Eved go free or not? So this is the machlokes between Linyan Eved, Pluxa, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanan. This is the machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. As the Bryce teaches us, the Tanya. The Bryce says, Hare Shoya Rabo Rofe. If an Eved had a master who was a doctor, and Yonalo, the Eved says, my eyes bother me, do me a favor, put some medication on my eye. Kachol Eini, go and take care of my eye. And the doctor takes care of the eye, but Nebuch, there was a side effect of Vesima. The doctor certainly had no intention of blinding him. He was treating him normally, but the drops that he put in the eye, right? We just saw in the newspapers, there's a whole bunch of drops that have been taken off the market because Nebuch, they caused some very serious consequences, and they blinded people. So these drops were contaminated, and in any event, they were taken off the market. So here, the doctor used one of those drops. He thought he was healing the person, and in fact, Vesima, he blinded him. So in this situation, the Eved goes free, as we'll see, according to the opinion of the Chachamim. Or Chator Li Shini, the master is a dentist, and he says, do a cleaning on my teeth, v'yipila. But as he does the cleaning, he somehow accidentally, not intentionally, he goes and knocks out the tooth. So this is the din of Shein v'ayin, and Sichek bi'odon v'yotzil chayris. The Eved laughs all the way to the bank. Hey, I went free. You thought you were trying to heal me by taking care of my eye or taking care of my teeth? Ha, you knocked him out. And he gets to go free. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. The pasuk says, v'shichasa, that you have to do this intentionally. The shein v'ayin only works if you did this intentionally to try to go and damage. So then, ashi iskabi l'shachasa, only in that situation would the Eved go free. Here, the owner doctor or the owner dentist was trying to help the guy, not trying to hurt him, and therefore, the Eved would not go free. Okay. Next case. Rabbi says, what happens if he kirba? He know that there's a rock on his lap, but he forgot about it and he went to sleep. And when he got up, he stood up and did all of these types of actions. So, in regards to the Nizokin, Linyan Nizokin Chayev, like he was Chayev, even if he didn't know it was there, certainly, Linyan Dalvar and Potter. Again, he didn't have intention to go and do this damage, even though he was aware of it, so he's somewhat negligent, but he didn't have intention to do it, so he's only Chayev for Nezek, he's not Chayev for the Arab Dvarim. Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes. Linyan Golas, here you chayev, because as we pointed out, Demakor Bishkaga, Miklav, the Havila Yedia. Here he did know about it beforehand, and therefore, even though he forgot, he did know about it, and therefore, this would be a case where he'd go to Golas. Because he did have knowledge originally, so this fulfills the passage that we brought down, Maka Nefesh Bishkaga. Linyan Shabbos Potter. Why? Because again, Shabbos is Lechus Machshavos. And even though he once knew about it, he certainly didn't intend to have this rock go Dalet Amos in the Shusha Rabbim, or go from the Shusha Yochid into the Shusha Rabbim, and therefore he's Potter in regards to the Nisudaraisa of carrying on Shabbos. And the same thing for the Indian Eved in terms of blinding the Eved. So the same Machlok applies, Pluk to Rishim Gamliel, and Rabbanan applies over here as well. Next case. What happens if Niskabi Lizok Shtaim Zork Arba? If the person, in this case, he's not sleeping. He intentionally goes and throws the rock, but he only tends to throw it two amos, and instead he threw it arba. Okay, he uses the feminine term shtayin and arba, so we know it's talking about amos and not tfachim. So linyan is zokin chayv. Again, adamu liolim, no problem. That's easy to understand. And again, linyan dalat varim pati, because he didn't intend to throw it four amos, and the damage that he did at four amos wasn't his intention. So therefore, nezek, yes, he's chayv for, but the tzari pushevus aboshes, he will be pati for. And regards to chashabas, linyan shabas, melech smashevus meinan, and therefore, in this situation, he didn't intend to throw it four amos. He only intended to throw two amos, and carrying something two amos in the Shusha Rabbim is not a din de araisa, an issur of carrying. So therefore, he will be potter in regards to Chashabas. Linyan Golus, in regards to Golus, the pasuk says, Asher lo tzada amarachmona, prat l'niskavi lizrok shtayim v'zorak dalid. This comes to exclude the case of throwing it two, and it actually went four, and then it killed the person. Now, Rashi has two ways to understand this. Linyan Golus, Dibra Maskel Linyan Golus, Rashi says, Chayav. You would be chayv. The first version of Rashi is that you would be chayv golos because the pasuk says, "V'chsev asher lo tzada v'santil l'chol makom v'gomer prat miskavi lizrok shtayim v'zorak arba she'ein b'toras chiyozit ish." That's telling us that it's not included in intentional killing, but it is included in accidental killing, misa b'shogeg, and therefore you would be chayv golos. That's the first version that Rashi has. Lishnachri, the second version of Rashi says, "Vasher lo tzada prat l'miskavi." It tells us not miskavi, and therefore the part to be golos. Dochi mashu shelo tzada. He didn't intend to do this. Shelo miskavi litzade v'lizrok etzlo, and therefore he in fact doesn't go into golos in this situation. So Rashi has two different ways to learn this. The first way is that he does go into golos, and the second way is that he doesn't go into golos. Okay, and Next case that Rabbah says, Niskabi Lizrok Arba Vizrok Shmoneh. Here, he intended to throw it only four, but it went eight. So, in regards to Nizok, it was always Chayim. Lenin Nizok Chayim, because again, Adam Uliolim. Lenin Dal Dvarim again, Potter, because he didn't intend to hit the guy at eight. He only intended to throw it four, and it went eight. So, again, he's Chayim for Nasek, but he's not Chayim for Tsar, Ripu, Shevis, and Boshes. Very simple, very straightforward. Lenin Shabbos, again, Baomer, Komokum Shir Tirtse, Tanuch, and if he said, I don't care. I want to throw it at least four amos. If it lands beyond that, I don't really care, but I'm happy. So then he is high because he did carry a dalet amos, which was around him. So therefore, that was his intention. It was fulfilled, even though it landed at eight, but he was happy. If he had said, Kol mokum shetirtzach tanuach, so then he would be chayv. If he said, no, I want it to be bedafka at four amos, and it went eight, so then it didn't have the hanacha at four amos, so then it maybe would not be chayv in that situation. Why it doesn't work the other way? Why, if he had said, if I throw it two, and I want it to go two, and I'm happy wherever it lands, and it goes four? No, that's because he never intended it to go four amos. And therefore, even though he was happy that it landed at four amos, that wasn't his intention, and that's why he would be potter still in that situation for Menesu Daraisa. For the Gemara tells us, if he was happy that it landed at eight, so then, in Taniach, at eight, then he'd be chayev. But he loved, if Dafka, I only wanted to be at four, and then it goes at eight, so it wasn't the Hanacha where he wanted to be, and therefore, low, because of Melechus Malshevis. Linyan Golos, Asher Lo Tzada, Pratman Skabi, Lizrok Arba, Vizrok Shmoneh. Same thing Rashi says as before. It's a machlokis. The first version of Rashi would say that he would be Chayv Golos. Second version of Rashi would say that he would not be Chayv Golos. And in regards to an Eved, if it killed an Eved, he only wanted to throw it four, but it went eight, and the Eved was killed at eight. So then that's the same machlokis. Linyan Eved, Pluks of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanon. That would be the machlokis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. Okay. Another statement that Rabbi makes, Viyama Rabba. Rabbi tells us, Zora Kli Merosh Hagag, Uba Acher Ushvaro Bimakel. You have a person dropping a vase from the top of the roof. It's going to land on the ground and it's going to break. But somebody else takes batting practice with this and he smashes it right before it hits the ground. Uba Acher Ushvaro Bimakel. He takes a stick, takes a bat, and he smashes this vase before it hits the ground. So Potter. So the person who smashed this vase before it hits the ground, he is Potter. Why is that? Because my taima mono tevira tovar. Because he broke a broken utensil, essentially, from the fact that it left the roof. Gravity is making it go down, so therefore, it is considered already a broken kli, and therefore, that is why she says that shavur b'mako kodesh shirasa shari sofli shavur is going to be potter. Now, the Amar Rabba, Rabba said further, Zora kli mirosh hagag vayutachtav kori muksosos. But when the person was dropping his vase from the rooftop, he'd planned to drop it on some pillows and blankets. In other words, a cushion. He had a device at the bottom that would break its fall and not allow the vase to be broken. So when he dropped it, the carbon saucers were there. And then, bo'acher, the silkon. And then somebody comes along, as it's in midair, he takes away the pillows and blankets. Or, okodam, the silkon. Or, he himself, the guy that dropped it, had a device that removed the pillows and the blankets from being there. Potter. In this situation, he's also potter. Why? My taima. Because beidno deshaje, at the time that he dropped his vase, pasuke mifsuke gire, his arrows, so to say, were stopped. In other words, it wasn't going to break. So therefore, when he did this action, so he's not going to be chayv for it because there was no damage at the time that he did his action. The fall was going to be broken by the pillows. Even if he himself removed them, so this is only Groma b'nizokin, and this man the Yama holds, the Groma b'nizokin is going to be potter, at least b'dinei Adam, b'dinei Shemaim, of course he did something wrong, but even if he did this himself, it's Groma b'nizokin, and Groma b'nizokin is potter. Amar Rabba, Rabba tells another din, Zorak Tinok Mirosh Hagag. If a person, Nebuch, Rachmono Litzlan, throws a baby off the Rosh of a Gag from the top of a roof, Ubo Acher Vikidlo beside, and somebody else is standing on the bottom, and Nebuch, again, very difficult to understand even the cases that the Gemara gives us in terms of, they're certainly not reality. The Gemara is trying to teach us principles, but very difficult to understand these cases. Nebuch, after October 7th, after Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah and Eretz Yisrael, we can understand the viciousness of some people. So you have Nebuch, one of these terrorists, throws the baby off a roof, and another terrorist stands at the bottom, the kiblo beside it, and he goes, and the baby lands on his sword, his outstretched sword, and kills the baby. So what's the halacha? So pluks of the Yehuda ben Maseir Rabbanu. So this is machlokes between Yehuda ben Maseir and the Rabbanu, based upon the following brisa. The Tanya, we learn the following brisa. Nebuch, hiku, asar b'nei adam, b'asar machlos. If 10 people hit a man with 10 different bats, 10 different sticks, it doesn't make a difference according to the Tanakama. Whether they all hit him simultaneously or they hit him one after the other. So Kulan, all of them, return to Chavzayin or Aleph. All of these 10 people are Peturin. Why? So Rashi explains, Shiyake kol nefesh odom, that you have to go and kill the entire person, kol nefesh. Vein kan maka, kol nefesh, because each of them contributed to make this person weak, and therefore, uptur misa, they can't get misas based in. That is the opinion of the Chachamim of the Tanakhama. Review the Mesera disagrees. Review the Mesera, Omer, no. Bezeh achar zeh, if they did them sequentially, guy number one hit him first, number two hit him second, number three hit him third, number 10 hit him 10th, and then the guy dies, so then number 10 is chayev. Why? B'nei Shakir Misaso. Yeah, the guy was going to die probably anyway, but he caused him to die faster. And his opinion is, Rehudim Misera holds that when it says that you have to kill the person, even part of the person that you killed, in other words, you caused this person to die faster, so therefore you're going to be chayev. So too, in the case of the baby, Rahman al-Islam, being thrown out from the rooftop and lands on the sword, so then the guy at the bottom, according to Rehudim Misera, is the one that killed him. He was Nebuch, the baby was going to die in a moment when he landed on the ground, Rahman al-Islam, but you killed him faster, so according to Rehudim Misera, you'd be chayev. According to Chachamim, no, since you didn't kill the entire baby, so to say, the baby's considered already dead, so therefore you wouldn't have to be chayev misa spesin. Again, both of these people are horrible people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. That's not the point. We're trying to learn out the dinim of damages. Next case, Bosh Shar v'kilu v'karnav. If a shar comes along and Nebuch gores this baby as it lands, instead of the baby dying by hitting the ground, it's the horns of this cow, this shar, that go and kill the baby. So also, this is a machlokis, but a different machlokis. Plukso the Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochum and Broka Rabbana. This is a machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochum and Broka. What is that? Because the pasuk says, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, it says, V'nosan pidyon nafsho, k'chol asher yushatsu lav. So that means, V'nosan pidyon nafsho, it means the May Nizak, that you have to go and pay, the shar muad goes and pays over here for the value of the Nizak. And Nebuch, in this situation, the Chacham said his baby was about to be on the ground. If you'd sell this baby on the slave market, it's going to die in a minute because it's going to hit the ground. So it's worth zero on the slave market. So therefore, in this situation, you don't pay anything for the shor. The owner of the shor doesn't have to pay anything. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Reuven and Broka, I mean, no, you pay Demei Mazik. You base it upon the value of the Mazik, the owner of the shor. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Reuven and Broka, you in fact would have to go and pay, if you hold like Rehudim Misera, it says that the bottom line, the last one that did the damage, is the one that would be chayev. So the shar over here is the one that does the damage. So according to Rehudim Misera, the owner of the shar would be chayev in this situation, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, ben Osher Yochum Mibroka, who says that you go by the value of the mazik. Okay. Rabbi said another din, Nafal Mirosha Gav V'Nizka B'Isha. This is again a strange, crazy case. A person falls off a roof and somehow his gid is erect and he lands on a woman and he penetrates her and he is considered the Nizka B'Isha, that he had relations with this woman. So, Chayiv V'Dal Dvarim, he would be Chayiv not only for the Nezek, but he would be Chayiv for Tzai Ripa Shevis Haboshes for all the damage that he did to this woman in terms of the pain that he caused to her, the Ripa, the doctor bills that he caused to her, the Shevis, the unemployment, as well as the Boshes of being embarrassed by having this happen to her. However, Uvi Yavim to look on her, but if this woman was his Yavama, if this woman was supposed to have relations with him, this isn't considered relations. This is not considered, even though we say that a Yavama is Niknisa, Bishoge, or the Mazin, but this is called even Shoning. It has to be at least Niskavi to have relations, Rashi points out, and here there wasn't a Kavana to have relations. So he would not be Kona, his Yavama, and if in fact she then went and had Maimer or Yibam with another brother, that would be fine, and he wouldn't be allowed to have Maimer or Yibam with her. Now, the Gemara qualifies what I said a moment ago, and it says, here you'd be chayef for Nezek, and you'd be chayef for Tzai Ripoy and Sheves, but you wouldn't be chayef for Boshes. Have a Boshes low? Because if not, we learned in a Mishnah, the Mishnah we learned later in the Masechta, on Daf Pei Vav, Ein Chayef ala Boshes, Ache Miskavi. There you have to have intention to go and do it. For the others, you don't have to have intention necessarily to do it. Here you Bedavka have to have intention, and he certainly had no intention to go and embarrass this woman. Another statement for Rabbah, V'yom Rabbah, Nafal Mirosh Hagag B'Ruach She'enu Metzuyah, if a person falls off from a rooftop with a Ruach She'enu Metzuyah, in other words, with a hurricane, so it wasn't expecting, he was expecting, he wasn't doing anything wrong, he wasn't negligent, and the Hezek, and he falls, Ubiyesh, and he embarrassed somebody on the ground, everybody's laughing, and look, the guy fell off the roof and hurt him and embarrassed him, so Chayval and Nezik were part of the Dalvarim, since he had no intention of doing this, so again, Chayval and Nezik, but he wouldn't have to pay the Arbitvarim. However, it was Ruach Metzuya, the Hezek, if this was a normal wind and it caused the damage, so in this situation, he would be Chayiv, Ubiyesh, and even if it caused embarrassment over here, he wouldn't be Chayiv for the embarrassment. Chayiv Adal Dvarim, Upadr Al-Boshes, because he didn't intend to embarrass the guy, but for the other things, the Tzar, Ripoy, and Shevis, he would be Chayiv. But if as he's falling down, in his hafek, as he's falling down, if he goes and turns his hand a little bit so he breaks his fall in a certain way, so then even alaboshes, because now he was intending to go and turn himself in this way, or maybe to try to land on this person on the bottom, so he shouldn't hurt himself, so therefore he'll be chayfu boshes. And this is based upon another price of the Tanya Mashma, Mashma Shinema Vishol Chiyoda, when a woman is seeing her husband fighting, and he's losing the battle, and he's fighting another man, so she stands out her hand, Vishol Chiyoda, and she grabs him in the groin area. So in this situation, so any odeya shechzika, we know that v'shoch yoda v'chzika. Why does it say v'chzika? Ma tamaloma v'chzika. So teach us loma aloch to teach us kivash niskabi lahazik. Since here intention was to do damage, albeit not intention to do this specific type of damage. Afri shalom niskabi labayish. You're going to be chayev over here for busha. So too in this person when he's turning and falling in the air and he tries to land on this person, so then he's going to be chayev for boshes in this situation. Let's already finish off to the Mishnah. Yama Rabba said, Hiniach lo gacheles alibo for mace. If a person put a hot coal on a person, another person's heart, and that person then died, he didn't remove it, potter. So you're potter, because that guy wasn't tied up, and as Rashi says, shoy lo salka, he should have removed it. Al big though, if he had a garment, however, he's not wearing the garment, but if you put the coal on the garment, v'nitzrav, then you are chayv. He could have removed it, but the bottom line is, Rashi explains, because in that situation, that if he wanted to, he could have gone and removed it. But alternatively, he could say, no, I'm willing to take you to Beis Din, and Beis Din will make you pay for the damages. You did the damage. I could have stopped the damage, but I wasn't interested in stopping it. Amarava Tavayu Tanani. Rava says that both of these we learned in the Mishnah. Alibo, where do we know the case of where you put the gachelos on his libo, your potter, because he could have removed it, that's a Mishnah Ditnan, Kavashalov Lutocho, or if a person put somebody else into a fire, or he put him into water, and the person couldn't get out of the fire, couldn't get out of the water, and then he dies, so then you chay, because you actually killed him. However, if you just pushed him into the fire or into the water, the chofel is socha or olu socha mayim, the yachol lalos misham, and he was able to get up on his own, so he didn't, so then v'meis, and he dies, potter, then you didn't kill him. Albeit, you're not a good guy, but he could have gotten out of it, and he didn't, so therefore, he is held responsible for his own life, and you're not chayim. So that's the case, v'meis, niach lo gachelos alibo, v'meis, potter. Big though, if you did damage by putting the coal on his garment, if not, the Mishnah tells us, kara es ksusi, the man says to another person, listen, go rip my garment, or shavar es kadi, or break my cod, my barrel over here. Chayiv, if the guy does it, he's chayiv. Unless the person said, I'm an as liftar, that I'm not going to hold you accountable, then in that situation, we'd be potter. So what do you see over here? That even though the guy could have stopped it, he didn't have to go and damage it. Nevertheless, abigdol v'nitzrav chayiv. So therefore, you would be chayiv. Finally, we conclude the beautiful perek with the following words from Rabba again. Boy, Rabba, hiniach gacheles al lev avdo mahu. If you put the gacheles on the lev of an eved, on the body of an eved, what is the din? Now, again, if it's not tied up, so then you're going to be potter for killing the eved, because the eved could have gone away. So the question over here is, kigufo dami, is it considered just as a person, and therefore there's no chiv whatsoever? O kimamonu dami, if the eved dies, even though he could have stopped it, but that bottom line is, you destroyed his property, so you be chayv for the property. So Rabba then says, imtim salama kigufo dami, if you're going to tell me, no, that is a regular person, and he should have stopped the damage, and therefore you're going to be potter, but nevertheless, what happens if you would have called on a shor, shor mahu? The shor doesn't have independent knowledge to go get rid of the coal, doesn't realize it. It's something burning inside his back and it doesn't realize it, and it doesn't take it off. And therefore, if you go and kill the shor, are you chayv for the shor in that situation? Or do we say, no, the shor could also take it off? That's the question that was asked, and Rabba himself answered it. Hodo poshta, he himself answered it, and he said, avdo kigufo, the eved is like a person himself, and therefore you would be potter. However, shor or kimamona, the shor is like mamon, and even though the shor could have taken it off, but it didn't, so then you would be chayv in that situation. And with this, we conclude the beautiful second parak of Baba Kama, Hadra Lecha Kitzah Regel, Hadra Lecha Kitzah Regel, Hadra Lecha Kitzah Regel. Our learning all about these damages should be as Hashem protect all of Klai Yisrael from the damages of Hamas, Harishayim, and all the other people that are trying to hurt Klai Yisrael throughout the world. Hashem Yishmerenu.